If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Because as your life changes and your body changes, Sleep Number mattresses adapt and shift to give you personalized comfort night after night. And now everything's on sale during our Memorial Day event. Save up to $1,200 on mattresses for a limited time. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to Macro Macro News for Monday, the 6th of January, 2025. Sorry it's a bit late. Before I get into that, why I'm late, it's because I want to tell you that there's less than 10 spaces left now for the Share Pickers Investment Club at 50% discount. There were 100 spaces available, so if you have bought the book and you liked it and give it a good rating and review, then less than 10 spaces, okay? Anyway, listen, I'm a bit late. I do apologise for this podcast going out so late. My wife did a last-minute sort of discount deal at Champneys, and we had a night out at Champneys. Not my kind of thing. Food was nice, but just walking around in towelled wardrobes all the time, you know, trying to relax and chill. Now, when I do nothing, I find that quite stressful because I need to do things, you know. I need to look at companies, anything. I need to do some research, something. I just can't sit there the size of a pool trying to relax. That, to me, is stressful. And we had our food. As soon as we had our food, 12 o'clock. Let's get out of here. Let's go. So we spent one night. It was nice to have a little break. And my mother-in-law looked after the kids and the dog, which was quite nice. But I don't find those places relaxing at all. Just thinking, just wasting my time here. Just sitting here. You know, I did about 30 lengths of the pool, which is good. Nice pool. But not for me. But it was a good deal, you know, with a discount. Anyway, let's look at the markets. It's quite buoyant, isn't it? Look at the markets. You know, I never tip my eyes far from the markets. Okay, let's look at the markets. And it's a mixed board here. Very odd, really, because the FTSE is pretty much flat. FTSE 100, that is. 8,223. And it does sort of trade in a range for a while, but it has been doing this for a range from, I'd say, what, back in May. And the high there is pretty much 8,400, and the lower the range is 8,000. And it's been trading that range for a while. But now that range has come to the point where the 50-day moving average is crossing down over the 200-day moving average, which is known as the death cross. I don't see that as particularly, you know, fatal for the FTSE 100 because it does trade in that range there. So there we are. FTSE 250, again, flat, 20,578. FTSE small cap up 0.1% to 6,869. But the AIM All share, it's jumping a little bit. It's had now 1, 2, 3, 4 up days, and it's trying to break above the 50-day moving average. So maybe we're seeing the low. I'm quite bullish. Like I said, there's a lot of gloom out there. We know now there's a lot of gloom about the budget, but it's out there, you know, and we're expecting that. And I think interest rates coming down will be the major headwind, or tailwind, I should say. The budget was the headwind. But interest rates coming down, hopefully, will be a tailwind, as long as you don't worry too much about inflation, because inflation, you know, won't tick up too much when your economy is flatlining, you know, when there's no demand, when there's less people working. So I think it's got, the markets, of course, are ahead of real-world economies. So the markets will start a rally, you know, even as I think we will dip into recession. But if interest rates come down, then I think the markets will still rally. Let's look at commodities. In fact, Bitcoin is over 100,000. Right now, it's $102,000, 100 per Bitcoin, whatever that is, per thing, per funny money. What else we got? The Brent crude, 76. It's spiked up a little bit, gapped up 2 days ago. and now it's at $76 a barrel. We've got gold. Gold is down a third of 1%, but that is now after a good rise in the last, when did it break out? It break out back in March 24, above 2000. And it's now at 2000, it went up to 2800. But now it seems to be consolidating a little bit. And it's at 2646, down a third of 1% a day. Where's copper? Copper's up 2.84%. That's a bit of a big jump one day, isn't it? So the price there for copper is $9,235 a ton. Anything else? A pound will buy you $1.25, almost exactly. It'll also buy you €1.20. Government 10-year yield is up half of 1% to 4.626%. Where's the two-year? It's up a third of 1% to 4.445. Let's get into some macro news out today. And it's quite gloomy, to be honest. I tell you what, sitting around doing nothing. I did do quite a few lengths, and I've taken the dog for a walk for an hour. But sitting around doing nothing at that spa place, Champneys, wears you out. Anyway, UK firms lose more momentum and cut staff in December in the wake of budget, PMI shows. British business activity growth slowed to a crawl in December, and employers cut staffing at the fastest rate in almost 4 years as a slump in corporate morale after the government's budget rumbled on, a survey showed today. The final reading on the UK S&P Composite Purchasing Managers Index inched down to 50.4 from 50.5 in November. It's lowest since October 2023 and barely above 50. Which divides the line between growth and contraction, and down from a preliminary reading of 50.5. We know where this is going. You know, I say it incenses me how they put that budget out there thinking that was going to stimulate growth. Did the very opposite. I didn't see that. They try to sort of, you know, whitewash it as being a positive for business. It was anything but. Anyway, this is the next bit of macro news. More than half of companies are planning to raise prices in the next 3 months as they face a pressure cooker of rising costs and taxes, according to one of UK's largest business groups. The British Chambers of Commerce said its survey of nearly 5,000 firms suggested confidence had slumped, falling to its lowest level in 2 years. Nearly two-thirds told the BCC, British Chambers of Commerce, that they were worried about taxes following the budget, which announced a rise in national insurance contributions paid by firms from April. A Treasury spokesman said the budget delivered stability for businesses, and more than half employers would either see a cut or no change to their national insurance bills. Well, that is not what business is saying, is it? Again, they've got politicians just trotting out the same old lines, fix the foundations, all that stuff. More pounds in your pocket. More pounds in his pocket. What they don't understand is by raising the national wage and national insurance and lowering the threshold, it means those people you're promising a national wage to, a higher national wage, could be out of work next year. So they definitely won't be having more pounds in their pocket. And you certainly won't be fixing the foundations. Rising prices risk stoking inflation at a time when many people are struggling with the cost of living. Well done. Well done, Rachel from Accounts and Robots Dharma. And thirdly, last macro bit of news, UK new car sales rise in 2024 but miss EV target. Industry data shows new car registrations in the UK rose in 2024, ending a challenging year for the country's auto sector amid a major electric vehicle transition. Society of Motor Manufacturers and Traders said new car registrations grew about 2.6% year on year to 1.95 million units in 2024, while the December numbers fell 0.2% to 140,786 units. Even as new battery electric vehicle registrations reached their highest monthly level since December 2022 and made up 19.6% of the market in 2024, the industry still missed the mandated yearly target. They made up 19.6% of the market. Is that BEVs, battery electric vehicles? Is that also hybrids? Because I didn't think they were anywhere near that. That's a fifth of the market of new vehicles, of course. So it's a tiny proportion of what's on the road already. But nevertheless, if that's the direction of travel, that's quite a high number, I thought. Okay, micro news. First of all, this is all in alphabetical. And like I say, what I do here is I'm looking for companies to add to the Macrocap League or to two other, feeder lists, which are called Potential and Recovery. So these are Macrocap companies, sub 100 million with revenue. So this is, first of all, Engage XR Holdings, EXR is ticker, a leading metaverse spatial computing technology company, announced the following update on trading for the 12 months ended the 31st December. In fact, what's the market cap here? The market cap in here. But they have a market cap of 3.15 million. So it literally is a nano cap. Let me just put that in here on the document. I upload this later to the chat group on the investment club. Anyway, they expect to report revenue of 3.4 million euros versus 3.7, so no growth there. Below market expectations due to delays in finalization of some larger contracts in the Middle East and the continued delay of deployment of the previously announced contract with a Middle Eastern client to the first half of 2025. They expect an EBITDA loss of 4 million versus a loss last year of 4 million, broadly in line with market expectations, as management focused on operational efficiencies and strong cost control. Well, you're going to have to, because the cash is like 3.6 million euros. And like I said, you are forecast to lose 4 million. You have to bring that down a lot under the cash burn. Revenues have to go up. So I think they're going to have to raise money, unless that contract for Middle East is huge and it takes them to profitability. But they're going to have to need to raise money, I think. And in fact, the charts will tell you that. It's been grinding lower for a long time now with it's had a few spikes. But generally, this came in the market, right? When this came in the market, in the bull market, top of the bull market pretty much, at 20 pence it rose to in November 2021. It's now 0.55, so half of 1 pence. Wow, phenomenal. Of course, back in the bull market, they've done well off that, having the same amount of cash as market cap, but not now. Not now, it's hard to raise money. Next, Hercules Site Services, HERC, a leading technology-enabled labour supply group for the UK infrastructure and construction sectors, is pleased to provide a strategic update relating to its proposed intention to divest of its suction excavator business. Oh. As it's now a non-core activity. That was the thing that sort of grabbed a bit of headlines, that it just sucks stones and dirt out of the ground. Anyway, they say in the 12 months to 30th of September, the suction excavator business amounted to less than 5% of the group's revenue, but 88% of its consolidated debt, excluding invoice discounting. Therefore, the proposed divestment will materially reduce debt levels and increase the group's free cash flow. So it sort of makes sense, that, doesn't it? You don't want a lot of debt in this environment when interest rates are quite high. So the market cap is 33 million. In fact, where is Engage today? Has it gone down? It's down 8% to 0.55 pence. Hercules is up, 5.5% to 44 pence. And looking at the forecast here, they're looking at a top line of 105 million, up from 84.7, which is decent growth there. And they're looking at profit for tax of 1.1 million, it's adjusted profit for tax, versus 900,000. So, nice bit of growth there. And of course, now they're going to have less debt. So maybe worth one, worth looking at on the chart. It's got a chart zone. Yeah, it hit a high recently at 52 pence, came back down to 38 pence, but now it's 44 pence. So it's bounced nicely on the day's news. And I think this could start to revert to a bit of an uptrend there because, of course, less debt, more free cash flow. So it's sort of good news for Hercules. By the way, they are one of the companies on the Microcap League. Next, Micelix Technologies Corporation, MYX, the clean water and clean air technology company founded to transform the environmental impact of industry, is pleased to provide a year-end update on its core markets. The company expects its 2024 year-end revenue to be around about $4.9 million versus market expectations of 4.7. Profit before tax and EBITDA are still subject to year-end closing, but is expected to be broadly in line.
In line.
With current expectations, and the cash balance of around $1.3 million slightly exceeds expectations. So you're looking at, they took a big dip last year. So they've gone from, you know, 2023, they did revenue of $10.9 million, but the loss before tax was $3.3 million. Then 2024, more than halved their revenue to $4.7 million, and their profit or loss before tax went up from $3.3 million to $4.3 million. And now they're looking at 2025, they're going to do $15.5 million for the year, and they're reckoning the adjusted profit for tax is going to be $800,000. So from loss to profit for 2025, they reckon. So maybe one worth keeping an eye on. What's the market cap of Micellex? It's a tiddler, I think, isn't it? $8.39 million market cap. They're up today, just what, a fifth of 1% or quarter of 1% to 36.6 pence. But you know, very illiquid. So keep an eye out for that. And lastly, this has been a knock out of the park stock, largely thanks to Bellatro, one of their hit games, Truefin. They've upgraded. I think it's the third upgrade they've had. So always pay attention to upgrades, you know, because they like anything, profit warnings, they don't exist on their own. And as I said in the book, they're like flying ants. Very rarely are they on their own. You get a profit upgrade, and you normally, you know, can see another one. But Bellatro, this game they've got in PlayStack, is phenomenal. You know, you can't predict a game's success. But I suppose early indications were when they upgraded and Bellatro was hitting sort of the top sellers charts, getting good reviews, and it's won several awards, then you realise, oh, something's going right here. But to get a hit game like that, it's quite rare. It is quite rare, but you can't predict that. But they've done very well. But Truefin expects its adjusted profit for tax to be significantly ahead of market expectations. What I mean by that is gaming sometimes can be a very tricky business because you need hits. And if you get a big hit, then you can do follow-ups. And they've had quite a few now hits. Fair play to Truefin. So I assume their follow-ups will help. But I don't know how long it takes to do it. Mortal Shell was the one they had, and there's going to be a follow-up to that soon. So that should be a hit. So they've really got a good stable of games now. They're doing very well. And of course, it's just one third of the business, PlayStack. They've got Satago and Oxygen as well. But anyway, they say they expect to profit for tax to be significantly ahead, it's nice to hear that, you know, of market expectations, resulting in its first full year profit a year earlier than forecast. For 12 months ended 31st December 2024, profit for tax is now expected to be more than £500,000. This is versus a loss of £6.6 million. So that's a huge turnaround. With adjusted EBITDA also expected to be significantly ahead of prior expectations at more than £7 million, representing year-on-year improvement in excess of £10 million. Fair play. Group revenue is expected to be approximately £54 million. This represents growth in excess of 197%. Do you know what, though? You can get that kind of growth for games, can't you? You have a hit game, and literally, it transforms your financials. Cash at year-end is no less than £14 million, of which unrestricted cash is no less than 12.5. The group has had an exceptional year, and remains focused on realising value for shareholders. Well, the share price has done really well since Lloyd's cancelled with Satago, which hammer blow to the share price. You can see it here. But this was back in 15th of July. It dropped from 76 pence down to 49 pence in one session, pretty much. And then in September, it ticked up, and it hasn't looked back since. Now it's back at sort of 87 pence. It's, well, is it an all-time high? Or close to an all-time high? Or is it a 12-month high? In fact, it did shoot up today. It's come back down a bit at the moment, but it did shoot up to like 94 pence. It's now back down at 87 pence. So it's flat for the day. But nevertheless, it's been a standout performer of the last, I'd say, where from September. Like I said, let's have a look how much it's gone up. Since September, it's done 92% since September. So cracking. And by the way, Truefin is on a potential watch list, and it's going to be sneaking into the Microcap League soon because it's going to be profitable. Microcap League only holds profitable companies. Anyway, that's it for the day. Thank you very much. Sorry I'm late, and hope you have a nice day. Don't forget, less than 10 spaces left. If you bought the book, but it's not going to be delivered for a while because Amazon have run out of stock twice, then let me know and just email me, justin@sharepickers.com. Thanks for listening. Speak to you tomorrow.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Please do your own research.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big.